Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But there are people who what they did in this life, when it is judged by the Lord, the fire test, it comes out gleaming. Gold, silver, precious jewels. And these are the things we're going to be rewarded for. That which is done in and of the flesh is going to be consumed by the fire. That which is done by the Spirit, that which was done from a good and an honest heart, that which was done by the direction of the Lord, it's going to stand the test of the judgment. It's going to stand the test of time. It will last forever. And it can be as simple as you putting a hand on somebody's shoulder and loving them. Are you listening? It can be as simple as you sowing that $20 when He told you to sow it. Amen. It can be as simple as you getting in your car and being there when you said you were going to be there. And being a part and helping that thing to go. Anything that's connected to the kingdom of God. But I don't care if you had the biggest office in the biggest skyscraper and you made the most money and everybody knew your name. If it didn't help the kingdom of God, if you were even a believer, the fire's going to hit it. It's all going to be gone. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to remember. And you're not going to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," when you spent your whole life to build your own little kingdom and didn't advance His kingdom. You're not going to hear it. So, I'm going to ask you again. How many have a real desire that when this life is over, you want Him to look at you when you're standing there before the judgment seat of Christ? You want Him to look at you and call your name and look at you and say, "Good job. Well done." How many know what we're talking about? Your life. We're talking about the life you lived on this little brief time you were here. How many know the Lord? He's no fool. You can't fool Him. But nor is He unreasonable. He's not unreasonable. He's fair. And if you did what you knew to do, you're going to hear it. See, I don't have much excitement in the church. Why would that be? How many know if you have done what you know how to do and you've been faithful with the opportunities you had, maybe you made some mistakes. Maybe you didn't do everything, you know, perfectly, but the Lord knows that. He's looking at your heart, right? And if you did what you knew how to do, you're going to hear. He's going to call your name. You're going to hear it. Well done, good and faithful servant. Come on, somebody said out loud, "I want to hear it."
I want to hear it.
Good job.
Good job.
Well done.
Well done.
Faithful servant.
Faithful servant.
They were faithful. The man that had 5 talents was faithful with his 5 talents. The man that had 2 talents was faithful with his 2 talents. If you never had an opportunity to pastor a large church, you're not going to be held accountable for that. If you never had an opportunity to reach the world with the gospel message, but if you had an opportunity to be faithful in the children's class, if you had an opportunity to be faithful in the parking lot, if you had an opportunity to help your neighbor when they needed you, right? That's, you're only going to be held accountable for what you knew. For what you had opportunity to do.
Yes, sir.
And if you're not faithful with what you have opportunity to do today, you will not have greater opportunities tomorrow, because you got to be faithful in that which is least in order to qualify for more. Looking back over Phyllis's in my life, you know, You know, people look at people like the Copelands or people who are world renowned and known. People who God has given a larger charge to and have a greater voice in preaching the gospel. But everybody we know, and including our own selves, we know when you first began, the opportunity you had. And if you hadn't been faithful with that, you wouldn't have got the next opportunity. And you hadn't been faithful with that, you wouldn't have got the next opportunity. And some of it didn't seem very kingdom earth moving at the time. It seemed like a little small, trivial, insignificant thing. But if you don't treat it as important, you'll never have an opportunity to receive a bigger charge. And it's why a lot of people never do. Because they're not faithful in the little thing they were given. For years, I've preached to 8 and 9 and 10 people. But I prepared for them as much or more than I do for 10,000 today. There were times I had 4 people in a class, 5 people. I assure you, I gave them everything I had. I did not say, well, there's only going to be 4 people. Are you kidding me? I studied. I prayed. I gave them all. And we did that year after year. Year after year. The next thing you know, there were bigger opportunities. It's not that I was saying, well, you know, I'm doing this because I'm looking to speak to 10,000 someday. No, that wasn't in my mind at all. I understand if the Lord comes today, the only thing I'm going to get a reward for is what I'm doing today. What I had opportunity to do right now. And how many believe that anything in the kingdom of God is worthwhile? Anything. If it's for the kingdom. I don't care if it's pushing the broom or waving a flashlight. If it's for the kingdom, it matters more than the most illustrious job in the world. But it matters if you're faithful with it or not. Somebody say faithful.
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 Faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? If you look up the words both in the Greek and the Hebrew, to be faithful means to be trustworthy. To be worth trusting. To be reliable. Somebody say reliable.
Reliable.
Reliable are worthy of trust. Worth trusting. Did you know you shouldn't trust everybody? Did you know there's a lot of folk that are not worth your trust? I know that sounds hard. Can you love somebody without trusting them? That's where people get confused. They think, well, if you love me, you should trust me. You're kidding, right? Loving you has got little to do with trusting you. You don't have to do anything to earn our love. You do have to do something to get our trust. How many understand the Lord loves you? You don't have to do anything to earn His love. He loves you. No matter what you do, no matter how you act. But yet people want to take that further and go, well, the Lord loves you just the way you are. Man, you hear that all the time. The Lord loves you just like you are. He loves you just the way you are. No, He doesn't. Just because He loves you does not mean He loves all your ways. He can despise all the goofy ways you are and love you. Well, if you love me, you just have to love me the way I am. No, we do not have to love the way you are. We do not have to love all of your idiosyncrasies. And all of your pettiness. And all of your goofiness and fleshiness. And ignorance. We love you. We can love you in spite of all that stuff. Well, we're having fun now, aren't we? Millions of people prefer what I call no-fault religion to a church like this or a preacher like me. What does it mean, no-fault religion? No matter what I do, no matter what happens, it's not my fault. No matter what doesn't happen, it's not my fault. Jesus loves everybody, just like we are. He does love you. He loves you right now. He loves you right where you are. But that doesn't mean He loves all your ways or all my ways. He expects us to conform to His ways. He expects us to change. Right? He expects us to change every day. Change every week. Change every year. But that's not a popular message. That's not what people want to hear. People want to show up and go, I'm great and good and fine, and you're great and good and fine, and we are just so thrilled that you're here. And that's really all that's necessary, is that you're here and we're here. And if you're here and I'm here and we're here, that's it. And we believe in the Lord. What more could you ask? Well, He asks quite a bit more. A lot of folk don't want to hear it, but it's true. He requires commitment. He expects us to be willing to leave everything and take up our cross and follow Him to death. To be faithful unto death. He expects it. He requires it. And you know it's only right. He did it for us. I said He did it for us. He was faithful to us unto death. He is ever faithful to us every day and every night. How many understand God is completely faithful? Can you trust Him? Every day and every night. Is He trustworthy? Is He worthy of trusting? Absolutely. Should He be able to trust us? Should we be faithful to Him? Yes. Yes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faithful and True, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611A. That's R611A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.